This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I have some good news. I know you want to talk about sling bows. I have some good news, and I just can't contain myself. You called me this morning just before the broadcast, and I mentioned a horse with colic. Class, here's what happened. Yesterday afternoon, one of our neighbors showed up, and he said, "Hey, is your son available?" And I said, "Well, he's hauling some hay. He'll be back, 45 minutes or so, maybe an hour." He said, "Well, he's got a horse that's down. He's got colic. The vet just left, and the horse can't get up, and he thought maybe our son could help him get his horse up." Now, this gentleman is a senior citizen, and he's a really good guy. And it's the kind of neighbor that you just love to have. So we were there. I went with my son and he and I, the three of us, could not get this horse up. We thought we needed another guy. So we called another one of our neighbors, Daryl. And Daryl said, "Yeah, be right over." Now, Daryl lives down the road, and these two neighbors had not met, and we thought this would be a good opportunity for everybody to meet each other. And so for hours and hours, we tried our best to get this horse up. We used a bale of hay to kind of block him from rolling over. He was on his side. He was on his side for hours, this horse. The vet had been there, given him mineral oil, and he had colic. The horse could not get up. Colic is a blockage of the digestive system. And it's very painful for the horses, and they have gas, and the gas is blocked, and so the digestive system is not working. And typically, if you don't get this horse up and moving, he'll die. He'll be dead by, within a day. And so we worked and worked, and we just could not get this horse to... The horse was so tired, so worn out, he could not get up. And he was an old horse, about 28 years old. It was a big horse. So big that we couldn't pick him up. All of us. We couldn't pick him up. We thought if we used the front-end loader, we'd break his ribs if we used, straps. And they have like a cradle that goes under... like a blanket almost under the underside of the horse and the back and the front. I mean, it's a lot of material to lift up a horse without hurting the horse. And we couldn't do it. But we did get the horse on his upright, but on his lying on his stomach. Not on his side, but on his stomach. Gave him a blanket, kept him from rolling over, gave him plenty of water, no food. And I just got the word during the top of the hour break that the horse had a bowel movement, if you will. A lot of gas, and he's still alive.
He'll probably survive now, then. Once he gets some rest,
yes.
He'll probably survive.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's so fantastic. Beautiful.
So, Gwyneth, would you please explain what colic is and why it's so darn serious and deadly?
Okay, now, colic, it's basically, it has a number of causes, okay? In a climate, it can be caused by a number of things. If you change a horse's food suddenly, that can cause colic, okay? Especially if it's from a very basic diet to quite a rich diet. So you should never introduce something like grain or beets suddenly to a horse's diet. Because it will probably develop colic as a result. And I would say, given the time of year, you're just starting to get some green growth there, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Just the, yeah, so probably it was the first flush of spring growth that caused this horse to develop colic. And basically it, we say in this country, it gutsed itself, meaning it benched on the green grass. And that will cause colic in a horse, okay? It can also be caused by sand getting into the horse's gut, and that's particularly so in a hot and dry climate. And if your horse has a tendency to sand colic, then the best cure for that is there's a type of fiber called psyllium husks. That's P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M, I think, psyllium husks.
Yes, that's correct.
And you feed those to the horse with its grain ration, and that will generally prevent sand colic, because it will get the sand moving through the gut, and it will help to protect the horse's gut, because when the sand gets into the gut, it can act just like sandpaper. And horses can get a version of leaky gut, and it's just as dangerous for horses as what it is for people. In fact, probably more so, because obviously a horse is a bigger animal, and its gut is bigger. And, once they go down, especially old horses, if you don't get them up in a few hours, probably they're never going to stand again. Probably they will die within a day. I'm really, really happy that you were able to get that horse up. And, that's... that what you've got to do is you've got to get the horse standing on its feet, and you've got to keep it walking, okay? And you keep it walking until it passes a bowel movement. Now, is this horse on its feet yet?
No, the horse is still on its knees, if you will, on its stomach, but upright. Just not walking, but it did have a bowel movement and lots of gas, drinking lots of water. And so right after the broadcast, my son and I and Daryl, our neighbor, and Stuart, our other neighbor, are all going to work to get this horse up and walking. And then Stuart's going to have, you know, a day long adventure walking this horse, keeping him walking. But, you know, it turned out to be a kind of a nice thing. It was touch and go. We thought he had died a couple times on us yesterday. But it was really kind of a nice thing, because it was neighbors helping neighbors. Now, it's not like we weren't in the middle of something that we absolutely had to do for our farm. We were really busy. Okay? Our son was busy. I was busy. Daryl was busy. Everybody stopped everything. And my son, during this adventure yesterday, Stuart, the farmer down the road with the horse, said, I really appreciate you guys doing this. And my son turned to me and said, look, here's how it is. Life is number one. Nothing is more important than life. Animals, people, life. Life is the most important thing. Everything stops when life is in danger. Everything stops. And I'd never told my son that. He just figured that out for himself. And I was delighted to hear him say that. But that's what he said. And and I think that was a moment, almost a tearful moment for everybody involved. That, wow, that's pretty profound. Everything stops.
It is.
Everything stops when life is in the balance. So the really good news is the horse is still alive. Evidently, what we did was probably the best we could have done under the circumstances. I believe
you were mentioning you gave it oil.
Yes, mineral oil. The vet came there.
Probably a really, really good answer. Mm-hmm. If you can't get it up. Now, that horse is not out of the woods yet. He still has to get up.
Yes, and he will be.
But his chances of surviving have increased considerably. If you can keep him with his legs underneath him and lying on his belly, he'll probably have a sleep, and he'll perhaps feel a bit more inclined to stand when he wakes up from having a sleep.
Yeah, that's exactly what has happened so far. He is not. He's got his legs under him, and the plan is if he. Our son is on his way to pick up a sling so that we can raise this horse with the front end loader safely, just to get him to be able to stand.
Yeah.
And once he's upright, he's going to be walked. But it looks like the chances are that he's going to make it. But it was such a nice thing to have, you know, our little village. And when I say little, I mean little. Our village come together to rally. And then, of course, you know, there were discussions about, okay, when things get bad, we need to have a plan. And now the village is coming together with, okay, this was the first step. This was the first step of us really working together. And now we're going to have discussions of, you know, what do we do? How can we work together more? Because this seemed to be pretty good. It seemed like, and it has to start with somebody. Somebody has to be the first one. And one of the examples that I'd like to give of someone has to start, you know, when I first started broadcasting about 6 years ago, Dr. Shealy was in the studio with his broadcast before mine. And he saw that I was nervous. And he decided, and I didn't know him, and he decided that here's a guy who obviously is a little anxious about being on the air, and he had an answer. And he extended friendship first. He said, here's some bliss. And I didn't know what it was. And then he let me figure it out, gave me a little bit of discussion. And he was able to help me get through the anxiety, the nervousness, the knocking of the knees. He extended friendship first. Dr. Norman Shealy, USA Prepares instructor. He's been with us the longest. And he extended friendship first. So, class, somebody has to be first. And that's our little example of Dr. Shealy, Norm Shealy. He doesn't like it when I call him Dr. Shealy. But I insist on calling him Dr. Shealy on the air. He insists that I call him Norm. So I try not to. I want to give him the utmost of respect and call him Dr. Shealy. Even when I'm at his house, I'll say Dr. Shealy. He'll say, Vincent, it's Norm. You know, okay, Dr. Shealy. Bob in Michigan, we're going to be with you in just a minute. Thank you for being with us. And I guess you want, the call screen says that Bob in Michigan wants to talk about lighting. I'm so glad to hear this. Gwyneth and I will be right back. And we're going to get to sling bows during this broadcast.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID. RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Bob in Michigan, welcome.
Hi, Vince. Hearing your comments about the lighting problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where was this guy located? You had a problem with some seller on Craigslist. Where?
Well, I had two experiences. One experience was there was a man who was selling fluorescent tubes used out of his store, and he was leasing the space, and he had a bunch of tubes. Turned out that he had 47 that we were interested in, 8 foot long, and he sold them for 50 cents. That guy's good. The other guy, our son contacted. It was in Springfield, Missouri. Both of them were in Springfield, Missouri, and they're two different people. And this one, the second one, was selling them out of a Masonic temple, and evidently the temple had converted from fluorescent to LED.
Yeah. But I can give you the reference to this dealer on. He's selling new LED lights for 20. He's got a bunch of different models here, about $25. He's got a whole a variety of lighting, the LED or whatever they are. Yeah, LED lighting.
Mm-hmm.
In different colors and whatnot. He's on Craigslist too. I've seen his ads quite a bit here. Let's see if he has a phone. Hold on, I'll see if he's got a phone number.
Well, we found guys selling new Chinese fluorescent size tubes, but LEDs, in the Springfield Village. And this guy shows pictures of industrial settings with these tubes, and he's obviously importing them from China, and he's selling them as the replacements for the fluorescent tubes. But that's not what we wanted to do. We didn't really want the LEDs. I have seen them, and when I went to buy the tubes from this gentleman who owned the storefront, I walked in, and I didn't say it, but I wanted to say, I said to my son who was with me, is this light weird? Is this strange? Does this make you want to be in here? This is unsettling. I didn't like the lighting color at all. I really didn't like it. And that's the LED. So I don't want the LED lighting. I for the tubes. I've been experimenting with LED lighting 12-volt systems for years. But for lighting purposes, I really want to have fluorescence if I can. And they work best for me. That's for me. Yeah. Now, other people may disagree. Now, in our kitchen, we have can lights that are retrofit with 13-watt LED lights that are in the retrofit style for can lights. And they work fine. They're 13 watts. But our son and my wife say they get headaches from the A19 LED light bulbs, the ones that have the Edison base that you screw in to replace the incandescent light bulbs in the 60-watt replacement. That gives them headaches. So we don't have them anymore in our house.
Well, I give you the perfect solution. The Amish have it figured out, right?
Gas lights?
They put these skylights in their stores.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. There you go. Just get those. Except they can't work at night. But, hey, what about this Cobb lighting? What do you know about that?
Well, Cobb lighting... Well, I've looked at it. I've not experimented. You're talking about COBB. I have not experimented with that, so I can't really address it. I've seen it. I've seen them for sale. I have not done anything.
In fact,
I have.
I was at a company about 100 miles north of me. They apparently were manufacturing them there. I could put you in touch with them if I can find out where they are again. But,
okay.
That stuff is impressively bright for... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not much wattage at all. So
you know, maybe that is the lighting that I have in the retrofits. These are like a larger surface area LED, and that's what you're talking about, right? A larger surface area.
I don't know. These Cobb lights are just a little tiny chip that's only like a couple of millimeters square.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And. They are quite effective, there's no question about it. And I have a feeling that's the kind of LED lighting technology that's in the retrofit can lights that we have in our kitchen. That doesn't seem to bother our family, but the ones with the A19 bases do. Bob, do you have anything else you want to share with us?
No, just contact me sometime.
All right, thanks a lot.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer, and I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
What? Today I've got your.
Take when you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Sling bows. Gwyneth, you want to talk about sling bows?
Yes. I think that they're absolutely marvelous. And as we were on the air, I was actually working on making one. I'm just about finished it. It needs to have, the last thing that it needs is, at the end of the bands, it needs a little D-loop. And I think I'll wait until the morning now because the lights have gone off. But I made this slingbo out of a piece of a PVC electrical conduit, roughly based after a design that I found on YouTube. So that's it's actually working really, really well. And so basically, if anyone out there wants a slingbo that is really up to the job, this particular one is going to have around about 100-pound draw weight. So because the exercise band that it has on it to provide the sling, the slingbo, it's got two 50-pound exercise bands. And, you know, it's exercise band is something that you can buy at any sports supply store. It's fairly cheap. And I'll have to post a photo of this particular device onto my Steemit page, so that people can see how it's made. But the total cost for making this slingbo would have been under $10. So, yeah. And if you had an old exercise machine that you weren't using anymore and some electrical conduit, about the only outlay you'd have to make would be a tube of super glue. So, and you put super glue on the knots to help to keep them tight. Because that can be a bit of a problem with slingbos is because there is so much movement in them, you don't want the knots slipping loose, especially not with 100 pounds of pressure. And so, yeah, anyway, there we go. And I started making it this afternoon, and I finished it as we were talking on the radio this evening. So, yeah, it's and, you know, in our country, personal firearms basically are not allowed. If you're a farmer, you can have firearms, but you have to let the police look through your house to see where your weapon, to see your armory where your weapons are stored. And it has to tick all their boxes. Now, the local police around here are not people that you would want to let through your house. They are literally a bunch of bandits. They are, you know, any officer that so disgraces himself elsewhere in Victoria, I'm sure they must send them here because apparently nobody lives around here. You know, I'm sure that's what the people in Melbourne must think of the countryside out here. They don't realise that we live here, you know, and we are by and large bad people, but we live here. Mm-hmm. It's not that nobody lives here. We live here. And we have to put up with all their bad behaviour. And hardly a week goes by that I don't come across some other story of somebody who has been done over by these unconscionable, evil, evil people. And they have lost the moral high ground a long time ago in my books. And you can't rely on them to appear for, you know, protecting you, protecting your property. For example, one of my friends sometime last week, she had one of her neighbours come across shouting at 3 a.m. that that he was going to kill her, broke with bricks every window on that side of the property, and this poor woman, her dogs were hiding in the house. They were absolutely terrified. This woman was absolutely terrified. And, you know, she dialed 000, which is our, you know, emergency number here. and the operator told her that no police were available to come out and see her because they were all asleep. All of them. All eight of them were all asleep. All 10 of them, or however many there are, they were all asleep. Oh, that's because they must be so worn out from writing out those fines and infringement notices all day long and harassing widows and single mothers and single women. Oh, no, they can't possibly come out to defuse a situation that could lead to some poor, innocent woman getting killed. Oh, no, 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 no. There's no money in that, you see. So it's, you know, if people want to defend themselves around here, they have to make do as best they can. We have the right in this country, in this place, to shoot trespassers if they come onto our property, which is something. The police have had to make that rule because home invasions are such a problem. And also livestock rustling is a huge problem around here, or was. So the police told the farmers that they had the authority. You know, of course they do. They don't need authority from the police. You know, but yeah, it's so ridiculous. We've got to stop giving these people so much respect. They're a bunch of criminals, you know. But as it stands, farmers are entitled to shoot trespassers on site, and so it should be, because to prevent livestock rustling. And if you are in a domestic situation and your home is being invaded, you are entitled to defend your property. But if the police are in a bad mood or if they don't like you, they may try and do you for, you know, assaulting the burglar. That has been known to happen. But if you go to court and you fight it through the court system, they will generally exonerate you, if not initially, if you appeal it, and so on and so forth, if you can, in such a traumatized state after, you know, having your home invaded and all the rest of it. You know, but we have to have some other means of defending ourselves other than firearms. Because if we don't, we're going to be slaughtered around here. And, oh, so by the way, having an unregistered firearm attracts a prison sentence. It's considered by them to be a crime.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a farmer, can a farmer have a rifle to protect his or her livestock?
But he has to allow the local policeman to look through his house and see his armory. And when
what would an armory?
Corrupt,
what would an armory be?
Safe.
Would that be a gun safe? So to have a long gun in Australia, do you have to have a gun safe? Is that required?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the ammunition has to be stored in a separate cupboard than the gun. And
does that have to be
locked? If the police catch you with a loaded, if the police catch you with a loaded gun in the back of your ute, even if of your farm truck, even if the safety is on and all the rest of it, that's a punishable offence as well.
Hmm.
So basically, it almost reduces the whole gun thing to a useless farce, because once you've got the bullets out of the glove box and once you've loaded your gun, that dog or that fox or whatever is not going to be there anymore. And to drive around with just a gun in the front seat, lying on the front seat, apparently is a big no-no as well. You know, it's just disgusting. It's just totally ridiculous. You know, and a lot of farmers just flout the law because it's just so impractical. You know, mm-hmm. if you've got a dog attacking your sheep, you need to be able to kill that dog right away, because every second could be another death of another sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nobody wants to shoot. Nobody wants to shoot a dog. Nobody wants to shoot a dog. But sometimes to protect your other animals.
To protect your livestock.
Yeah.
Stray dogs have to be shot to protect your livestock.
Gwyneth, I have been asked. I carry a 45, 1911 style, which is the traditional. When you think of a 45 automatic or a 45 ACP, 1911 style is what typically comes to mind. And over the years, people have looked at me, stopped at me, kind of look strange and say, is that gun loaded? And I got to look at them like, are you serious? Are you serious? You think I want to carry this around unloaded? Why would I do that? Why would I carry an unloaded gun? You mean you have a round in the chamber? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's if they see it.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe not. But it's just, you know, I'm sure you don't want to find out.
Yeah, well, in my case, the answer is yes. Yes, there's a round in the chamber. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, my son went to a gun show recently, and he saw some cartridges, and they were marked for law enforcement. You know, these are special cartridges with extreme killing power, and they're for law enforcement. Now, not for the rest of us.
Ooh,
these are for law enforcement. Law enforcement gets special killing cartridges. Do these guys wound? Oh, no. Oh, no. They shoot to kill. We'll be right back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Class, if you'd like to learn more about Gwyneth, she lives off-grid in Australia, and there's a link on our website, usapreparis.com. Click on the instructors tab, please, and you'll find her, and it'll take you to her Steam It page and her Facebook page. Gwyneth, would you care to discuss the Borgias in the remaining minutes of this broadcast?
Yeah, that was the Vatican, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, let me lead into it. So, yeah. So the Borgias, let me spell this, class. B-O-R-G-I-A-S. Now, it was led by the patriarch Rodrigo. Now, he was an outsider from Spain who tried to take over Renaissance-era Italy. So, through the use of bribery, extortion, torture, lechery, Rodrigo rose to become Pope. And he took the name... yeah, and he took the name Pope Alexander... the sixth, I believe. Yeah, Pope Alexander the sixth. And so he used his children. Yes, he fathered between 7 and 10 children. And he used them as pawns and married them off to members of rival families at a very young age. So we've got a Pope of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And we may lose our one listener of this broadcast. And class, please, please, I believe in God. I do. But I don't believe that you have to have a broker between you and your God. I don't believe that. I believe that you can talk to your God without distortion of communication, without misinterpretation, without the loss of the message between you and a broker. You can talk directly to your God. I don't believe that you need to go to a specific place on a specific day or days, sit in a specific pew, and contribute a specific amount of money to get a seat in heaven. I believe that that comes through acts of good and being a good person. But during this, there's a Netflix series, and it is absolutely fascinating. It talks about this. It talks about the corruption. It talks about the bribery, the torture, the murder, the mayhem, the extortion, the threats. And it even talks about church being a theater in which the larger the theater, the bigger the collections, meaning the revenue to the church. The church is a business, literally. And if you want proof, I'll give you proof right now, very simply. If someone dies, you can go to the Holy Roman Catholic Church and you can pay them, and they will say a mass for the deceased, and you'll get a mass card.
Yep.
If that's not a business, I don't know what is. You got to pay for those things. They don't do it for free.
Yep.
The road to heaven.
That's how it is.
The road to heaven in the Roman Catholic Church, or probably any other church, is not free. And we have jet-set ministers. Praise the Lord, like Joel Osteen, right? He's not the only one. There are a whole bunch of these guys that with these mega churches that have jets. Now, I understand it makes a lot of sense to me. The faster the jet, the higher you can fly, the closer you can get to heaven. I guess that's the reason, right? I can't think of any other reason why these praise the Lord, Bible-thumping ministers or preachers would have a jet. I can't think of any other reason. And they're fleecing the flock. I guess we lost our last listener. But we're not gonna change our opinion, because this is what we think. We believe that you can go to heaven, you can be a good person, and you don't have to go to a mega church in order to be a good person, nor to get to heaven.
Well,
Gwyneth, your thoughts.
It's like this. When Jesus died on the cross, okay, he had two thieves who were crucified with him. One of the thieves said, Jesus, remember me when you get to heaven, when you get to paradise. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. He didn't say, if you provide such a big offering, or come on, let's hop off the crosses and you can get baptized, and then you can go to heaven with me. Now, that thief was in heaven with him, because he repented of his sins by the power of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and by the power of his shed blood. That's how you get to heaven. Yes, through the power of the cross.
There you go. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Wednesday, right here, same time, same station.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.